billions of tweets at the Library of Congress. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You may have already caught the news this week that the Library of Congress plans to archive every public message ever sent on Twitter and every future tweet. We wanted to learn a little more, so we called up Matt Raymond at the Library of Congress. He told me the Twitter archive is part of a larger project to save terabyte upon terabyte of born digital information culled from the web. I asked Raymond about the value of the tweets.
Frankly, it's something we'd like to find out. There are researchers who are proposing techniques and new kinds of discovery tools and algorithms and lots of things that I don't really understand, to be frank, about how they can mine this data and find some significance in it. But I, if I were a historian, I think I would be very interested in a lot of the historical events that have been documented and have also been influenced by Twitter. For instance, the uprisings in Iran. There have been natural disasters. There have been political events. There has been news that's been broken on Twitter. So it's just an endless string of possibilities that this type of information could hold.
Although I'm sure the data would hold many things that are interesting to historians, not just the big stuff, but the mundane, how people live their lives and how they used social networks to communicate in these times.
Well, the Library of Congress is pretty strong in terms of our primary source materials dealing with individuals and their papers and their collections and photographs of people and such. But, you know, it's no secret that today there is less and less of that type of communication, a letter back to the home front or that type of communication. So much more of it is digital and is, frankly, being lost at a staggering rate. We've seen entire social networking sites, such as GeoCities, go down, basically pull the plug and it's gone. And we don't want to see that happen. And I think posterity doesn't want to see that happen either.
So how do you envision this data being used? Who gets access to it?
Well, at the beginning, it's going to be typical reader room access at the Library of Congress. If you come here and get a reader registration card and you have qualified researcher needs, you're not just someone who idly wants to look through and see what some celebrity was eating for breakfast 4 months ago, you can come in and have access to it. And again, a lot of those details about how and in what form and what kinds of search tools will be available will be worked out in the coming months. That doesn't mean that we're precluding broader public access to this at some point in the future. I can tell you that one of the things that our curators are talking about is perhaps posting curated sets of tweets and information to our website around topics and subjects. If you look at our Veterans History Project site, for example, they take some of the oral histories that we have and curate them into collections around things such as D-Day or people who've served on submarines or women in combat, those types of things.
Some of the reaction to this project that I've seen on Twitter is to the effect that, hey, this creeps me out a little bit that the Library of Congress is going to have a permanent record of all the mundane or weird things I've ever said on Twitter.
People sign up with Twitter and there are terms of service that says, these tweets will be public, and we reserve the right to keep these in archive.
That's Matt Raymond with the Library of Congress. Here's what the library will be dealing with. Right now, there are about 106 million registered Twitter users, creating about 55 million messages per day. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.